entrepreneurial capitalism, cowboy capitalism, is the capitalism that grew up in the United States, particularly because the United States happened to grow up with a frontier that was constantly in motion. When Marx analyzed the 19th century societies and derived the basic conceptions of class that Marxists today still employ, he was operating with countries that basically had finished boundaries, top, bottom, left, and right. That was, of course, not true in detail. There were plenty of boundary altercations in that period and beyond, and there remain plenty of boundary altercations in contemporary European affairs, very important. But the boundary altercations that existed, existed for all. What was distinctive about the United States was that it had a boundary that no one else shared. It had a boundary that went beyond Western civilization itself, a boundary on some outside world, which the white man conqueror of the Western tradition moving across the Atlantic to this country in the period of exploration and colonization saw as his without question, his to dominate, his to exploit, his to make his own in ever deeper and some would say more horrifying ways, as the whole spectacle of industrial civilization rolls over that mythic Indian past, which begins to seem so to so many of us these days an infinitely preferable alternative. In any case, the movement of the frontier throughout the whole history of the United States meant that there was always an escape hatch, so to speak. There was always a way to avoid coming to conflict in the big cities over the issues that were therefore constantly suspended. There was always enough to go around so that the normal social adversaries that normally would be in conflict with one another sharply, as in Europe, producing today a viable socialist tradition, in this country turned to the West.